it's useful to be able to notice whether a person, for just from their body physiology, is visual or auditory or kinesthetic. We've been talking up to this point about predicate phrases and rapport, and actually doing them on the phone, which is useful. But if you're in person, you can actually look across at the person and see, maybe you can get a chance to look and see whether the person is visual or auditory or kinesthetic or auditory digital. And here are some ways to notice that. This will actually give you a sort of a quicker way to notice and perhaps match them in more a quicker way or a more easy way. So let's look at page 21. Someone who's visual will often stand or sit with their hands or bodies erect with their eyes up. They'll be breathing from the top of their lungs, as I mentioned before. They may sit forward in the chair. A visual person will tend to be more organized, more neat, more well-groomed. They're often thin and wiry. They memorize by seeing pictures and are less distracted by noise. They have trouble remembering verbal instructions because their mind may wander. A visual program will be person will be interested in how your program looks. Appearances are important to them. Someone who's auditory will quite often move their eyes sideways. They'll breathe from the middle of their chest. They typically talk to themselves. They may be easily distracted by noise. Some can even move their lips when they talk to themselves or repeat things back to you. They learn by listening. They usually like music and talking on the phone. They memorize by steps, procedures, and sequences. The auditory person likes to be told how they're doing and responds to a certain tone of voice or a certain set of words. They'll be interested in what you have to say about your program. Someone who's kinesthetic will typically be breathing from the bottom of their lungs, so you'll see their stomach go in and out when they breathe. I mentioned earlier belly breathers. They often move and talk very, very slowly. They respond to physical rewards and to touching, and they also may stand closer to someone than a visual person. They memorize by doing or by walking through something. So they'll do a walkthrough or they'll have to do the process of it. And they'll be interested in if your program feels right or if you can give them something they can grasp. Auditory digital people will spend a fair amount of time talking to themselves. In fact, I can remember one auditory digital person that I worked with who actually repeated every instruction back to them. Repeated every instruction back to them. Whatever instruction that you gave them, they would actually go down into auditory digital with their eyes. They'd move their eyes down into AD, and they would actually give you back or think about what you said before they could give you anything back to you. So this person may spend a fair amount of time talking to themselves, and they'll want to know if your program makes sense. The auditory digital person can also exhibit characteristics of some of the other major representational systems. Okay. So with that in mind, I want to chat just for a moment about your own intonation patterns before we move on to eye patterns, because I think this is important for us to look at. Let's look at page 22.